All right, it's hurricane season. The first hurricane of the season is already being drummed up as being potentially disastrous. They're playing the game, and it may be. Who knows? Depends on what they want to do. That's what's going to happen. Same thing with nuclear war. There'll be a nuclear war if they want a nuclear war to happen. There's really a lot of idiotic stories out there, and you got to be careful. Just again, just try to keep your distance, look at the biggest picture you possibly can, and understand that it's all controlled from the circus freak show here that they call presidential politics. Come on, you could not make this stuff up. A brain dead moron actually in the White House, and the people allowed that to happen. And if you simply go back and look up the State of the Union, see? Look at the difference. That's progress through chemicals. They injected that guy with pharmaceuticals that had him hired in a kite. They didn't give him the full dose this time, if they gave him much of anything. So he was set up to die. Euthanasia. And they did it. We'll see where it's going to go. It'll be fun to watch their script as it unfolds, and just put your feet up and sit back and don't get too worried about it. But in the meantime, do prepare as much as you can. Prepare, because they are making things hell on earth for us, and it's about to be sprung on us big time. Are you there, gorgeous? What are you doing?
Well, I'm waiting for my cue.
I just gave you a cue. That was a cue.
Thank you.
Yes. Miss Flush Niacin of 2024. Is that a good cue? Is that better?
I'll take it.
I'll keep trying if you want. I've got a lot of them here.
Okay.
Anyway, here we are back. It's Jeff and Erica. We've been doing this 4 years now for you. And it ain't a lot of fun, but we're doing the very best we possibly can to keep this thing balanced in its presentation, to keep the facts, as many as we can get, woven into the narrative, which they are force-feeding everybody to try to steer you away from that cul-de-sac of nowhere. It's a joke. So you're not going to be lied to here. There are no egos involved here. There's no green screen fraud here. We are exactly what you hear. And thank you all for the nice notes. They're very much appreciated. It's great to know we're getting through out there. Hey, we don't have all the answers, but we've got a very good grip on the general direction where this whole genocide is going. And we've made that very clear, and we will continue to do so. That's another cue.
Yes, we shall endeavor to do so. I want answers. I don't want to
Remember
be,
that? Yeah.
caught off guard.
No, we all want the same thing, and we have a God-given right to it. Unfortunately, the simple fact of this COVID horror, we know that the injections are that it's a death vax, is what it is. But now, and we've been on this, we've been telling you over and over again for a long, long time that the virus is also a bioweapon and you don't want it. Don't buy into that stuff of, oh, it's just like a cold. No, we've seen it knock people. What, David Oates, reverse speech? David got knocked out for the better part of 2 months, and it took him another month to get over it. So this is not a joke, and apparently every time you get it, it's worse. It's done more, it's cumulative in its damage, at least in the traditional sense of the word.
Yeah,
So.
it does really, really deplete the body on a number of levels, not the least of which is the immune system, until you can recover that. And that may take up to 2 years to truly recover your immune system after a bout with this. And you may feel okay until you are challenged again with, either another infection of any kind. And then you realize that you're not 100%. You know, immune deficiency doesn't show outwardly. You're only going to show it when you're challenged.
Right. Please remember what she just said. It's really important. If you get nailed with the injection, you're screwed. But if you get the virus, you might be just as screwed in another or several other ways. The best thing that we can present for you to help try to restore a semblance of competence to your immune system, which has been kicked in the butt really hard, is get the Allicin C and Bio Superfood regimen going for you. Allicin C, the best broad spectrum natural antibiotic on the planet. You want that working for you. It will not destroy your microbiome like any normal antibiotic will. It won't ruin you. It will help you. And more people are getting onto that. And I say, well, I take one a day. I say everyone should be taking one a day, especially the vaxxed. Maybe the vaxxed should take two a day. I don't know. But get something going for yourself. And Bio Superfood is the most ultimate. It's brilliant. It is total nutrition, which you never get from a normal American diet. Hell, Western world diet, doesn't matter. You won't get that. There are over 15,000 different nutrients in each little capsule of Bio Superfood, nutrients you normally would never see. Those will plug in a lot of little cracks and fissures that you need plugged in your entire nutritional bedrock. So between Allicin C and Bio Superfood, I personally, I'll speak just for me, I cannot think of any better two supplements to try to help you regain, recover, or stand off from any kind of an assault, from shedding, or any of the rest of it. And if you've been injected, you really should think about these. And I make no promises. I'm just telling you, it will help you in ways that I can't even get into. They're too many. It's that phenomenal. Story after story I get. Thank you for the Allicin C. Thank God for that. The Bio Superfood, since I've been taking that, my energy's come back. I mean, just on and on. People are very happy. And I'm very, very lucky and blessed to be able to offer these products. They just kind of found their way to me. Allicin C I've had for over 20 years and presented it. Certainly 10 with Bio Superfood, maybe 15. I'd say 15. That's fair. Anything else?
No. The Allicin, we've seen that turn a lot of people around that, you know, we're just kind of in the throes of this illness, and we don't know exactly what it's doing. Is it, you know, having a beneficial effect on the proliferation of bad bacteria? Or I did read something recently where it's a scavenger of the peroxynitrite radical. It's a reactive nitrogen species that does a lot of damage, tends to raise uric acid levels to unhealthy levels. And there were a number of compounds that would mitigate the rise in peroxynitrite or the formation of peroxynitrite, and Allicin was one of them.
There you go.
So it
That's
may be working in
things.
That regard.
Yeah, right. And Bio Superfood, I can't tell you how many people have written and said, thank God my energy is back. It's not 100% back in all cases. I'm not saying, I don't make promises like that. But it improved. Imagine getting the nutritional elements that you just never get all of a sudden. Your body doesn't even know what to do. It's so happy. So those two things, please keep that in mind for you. Very important. All right. Michael Yon, Y-O-N, has made quite a name for himself, and justifiably so, at the former border of the United States of America, the international border, especially down in Mexico. He's been down there right in the middle of it, reporting. He's certainly shined the light on Darien Gap in Panama, which we know about. We've talked about here on the program a number of times. A major globalist staging area is what it is for bringing these third and fourth world, 65 IQ, in many cases, released criminals into this country. This is Biden. This is Obama all the way. And don't forget that. So Michael is now picking up the challenge, and he's over in Japan. And what's he doing in Japan? Well, we've worried about the idea of shedding and transmitting the spike forever. We've also worried about the idea of shedding as a transmitter of the mRNA, we'll call it instruction packet, covered with liquid nanoparticles, and you know, so it can get into your cell easier. And your cell goes into stasis once it's been taken over by this, by the spike. And I would assume the mRNA is the same thing, but the spike will get into a cell just in and of itself, and the cell goes into shock, and it can't do anything. It just kind of sits there, still alive, but it's no longer putting out all the different proteins it may have put out. It's not doing what a cell is supposed to do.
Yes, that's right. It turns them into a zombie cell. So rather than contributing to the functioning of your body, it's just sitting there, and it's inflammatory, and it's a driver of aging. And it really just mucks up communication between the rest of your cells. So it's almost imperative to get rid of that cell through either autophagy or senolytic, which are compounds. A lot of them are these polyphenols that will selectively tag these zombie cells and allow them to die and get rid of them. Right. The problem is that when they still contain spike, that spike can move on to another cell if it isn't quickly eliminated. So that's why it's important to take things that would bind to the spike so that it's no longer looking for a new place to reside.
Let's honor Dr. Chetty again with making, I think, the earliest and most profoundly correct statement about the spike. And then he kind of went mainstream quietish. I think they talked to him and said, you got to stop this. He said simply that the spike protein is the most, is the deadliest protein ever, the deadliest item ever made by mankind. Something like that, I'm paraphrasing. But he was so right. And he just, as you know, if you were with us last program, we talked about Dr. Chetty, who nearly died. He got, once again, the virus three, four times, I don't know.
And I think this was his third round, and he's clearly been sensitized to some of its proteins, and that's why he reacted the way he did. His blood reacts by clotting, right. And he had disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, which, thank God, he recognized it and confirmed it with a D-dimer and told his doctors, who really didn't know how to treat it or what it was, to give him heparin.
And they listened, and he survived. But if you look at that video, and it's up there, you look at a man who has faced death right in the eyes. He's looked straight on at death. He came that close. He knew it. And he's okay, but he's been severely depleted by this ordeal. And it's great to see him back talking. We need that voice. Now I'm hoping that if he were holding back somewhat after possibly being talked to early on, and I wouldn't be surprised. We think that's what happened. We kind of hope he pulls out the six guns and starts firing away again. We need that. We need that truth.
Definitely.
And right,
there's few people that are as well versed as he is on this illness.
Very few.
And how it manifests.
Very few. Very articulate. Very articulate. What happened to what's his name? Who lived in Germany? The Thai.
Yeah, Boxty.
He's almost, what?
I have not seen anything from him lately.
No, he's gone dark.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe to protect his family?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it gets tiring just beating the drum constantly. And
It's absolutely tiring. We know. All right. The biggest worry we have is that one of the biggest worries is that in the process of shedding, certainly the spike is dished off, maybe other things, but we've always worried about the mRNA being dumped off in shedding. And now we have very serious reason to think that that is absolutely going on. And if that's the case, and the mRNA goes into your body, into a cell, and sets up shop, and puts the cell, courtesy of the spike, into a shocked stasis, where it's just sitting there, it's alive, but it's being used as a manufacturing plant for a spike. The Japanese, why I don't know, are coming out with explain it. Go ahead. This is crazy.
Well, they were the first to approve another gene transfection technology masquerading as a vaccine called self-amplifying RNA. So
that
it's
means
again a little
it's
self-replicating
is
another way of saying it. So it's a short transcript of the code for the spike, but because it has an enzyme in it that's going to tell it to copy itself once it gets into a cell, you don't need as much of it. You just better hope that your immune system is up to the task of identifying it and shutting it down, because if it doesn't, well, you now again have a synthetic transcript of a genetic code producing a foreign protein that is just going to, you know, go wild. And I think that risk is amplified because you're going to be injecting this into people that are already immune compromised.
Good luck.
So this thing will copy itself, it could be considered, you know, the equivalent of a live virus. I mean, it doesn't, it's only one protein, but again, it has the ability to copy itself and self-replicate.
Right. It's kind of a virus with an asterisk by it, whatever. Not good. Not good at all. Would the body be able to recognize it as a pathogen and attack it with whatever immune
function you have
left?
Well, the good thing about this, when you're using self-replicating or self-amplifying RNA, you're not using this pseudouridine, so that would be a plus in terms of your immune system recognizing
but,
it. That
but
using that pseudouridine is what enables it to fly under the radar with this modified mRNA. The immune system just doesn't see it. So already this thing has the upper hand once it gets into a cell. Not the case. And
go ahead.
I was just going to add that this self-amplifying RNA is what they've been using for that one vaccine that they've approved for animals, swine. It's a self-replicating RNA
sequin?
For...
sequin? What is it?
Yeah, Seqirus, is it?
Something.
Was that it? No.
Not Seqirus. It's something else. It's close.
Sequivity or something. But it's the one that's approved for swine. It's been approved for a couple years now. I was trying to find out. They don't use a lipid nanoparticle for it. They use some kind of oil emulsion, mineral oil with vitamin E, as far as I can tell. So, you know, how does it distribute? Does it stay at the injection site? I don't know. The pigs seem to tolerate it okay. Does it shed? Don't know. Probably.
Right.
But, you know, when you're dealing with pigs raised for slaughter, you don't really care about longevity. You just care about them not coming down with disease before their time is
right.
up.
It is called sequivity, right? Yeah. All right. Now, I don't think the Japanese are on the right path here at all. I don't think putting anything that would produce any kind of an RNA, anything in the body is smart, especially a self-replicating. So
in an immune-compromised host.
I don't get it. And that's That's 80% of the people on this planet. They're
Yeah.
struggling, and that's another reason why the Allison C is so smart. It's smart. It's all natural, and it is highly antibacterial and antiviral. I'm not saying it can go in and reverse any kind of a genetic change. That'd be lying. But it's what your immune system is supposed to do. And it will allow your immune system to perform many of the functions that have been stripped away from it by the spike and the death vax. All right. All right. Here's Michael Yon, Y-O-N.
I'm here because of these self-replicating mRNA jabs that are being rolled out. And they're going to hit the streets big time in October. That's the schedule anyway. Already thousands of people have been jabbed. These are self-amplifying mRNA. They are basically like a virus. So it's a jab virus in essence, right? So there's a big meeting tomorrow up in Sendai about this with Dr. Murakami, and Masako Gunaha and others will be there as well, various scientists and doctors. I got sidetracked. I'm supposed to be there to speak, but these things going on in Panama are quite serious and required some help. And so there's only so many battles I can help fight at once. I may take a bullet train and head to Sendai late tonight. Anyway, bottom line, as you saw the debate many people did with Hamburger Man and Donald Trump, you know, people are like, wow, look how Trump beat him up. I mean, look, I mean, seriously, the guy by is rotten hamburger. So it's not really impressive that Trump beat him up. I know people are very upset with me, family, friends, old army buddies, even some are upset that I still go against Trump. Trump is clearly part of the other team. He is a huge force behind these jab rollouts. And, you know, people say, I know all the arguments, you know, that Trump gives us a choice. That's slave talk, by the way. I hate slave talk. Trump gave us a choice or gives us a choice. Really, don't bring that slave talk. It's kind of gross, actually. We fought a revolutionary war to get rid of that stuff. I had two grandfathers at least fight in it. You know, I don't like slave talk. Saint Trump gave us a choice. Okay, whatever. Children 6 months and above are getting jabbed, right? We're seeing it here. Masako and I saw it on two events in Yokohama at the baseball stadium. And they...
I'm sorry, I gotta... How can anybody who's a loving parent allow that to be put into their 6, 8, 10-month-old, 1-year-old toddler? How can that be? How can you do that? Are you really that stupid? Do you really believe doctors are God's gift to humanity that much? This is really
evidently
boggles
they do.
My mind. It just blows me away. He mentioned going up to Sendai, which is only 60 miles from Fukushima or thereabouts. It's interesting how that part of the country, which was so severely damaged, is... kind of a focal point for lots of things like this. All right, here we go.
About a quarter of the people that were brought in were small children to get jabbed, right? In any case. So if we go with the argument that Trump gave us a choice for the poison, that doesn't explain away how he also gave that jab or provided that jab, that weapon of mass destruction to people who don't give a choice, to people who, those 6-month-old babies don't have a choice, right? The weapons were provided, right? It's kind of disconcerting that this has to be explained to educated people, that Trump is not a saint because he gave us a choice. He supplied the weapons to the people that are depopulating us, right? And people, I know people get upset and they're like, oh, I'll never support you again. Okay, bye. I got it. It doesn't matter. If we lose this war, it doesn't matter, right? It matters not. Our countries are being destroyed. Europe is essentially gone. I've been there quite a lot in recent few years. Japan is being hit really hard. You should see that people are falling off the trees here dying. Likewise in the United States. Can you even turn on the news these days without mysterious died suddenly cases? It's every day now. I mean, well-known people in many instances, right? bottom line, there's reasons why I don't support Trump. He is Team Zionist, just like Biden is. He's Israel first. Many, many other reasons. But
he even urged and encouraged Netanyahu to finish the job in Gaza. Finish the job. Donald Trump is a genocidal psychopath to even say that.
Yep.
He lives in a real world. He knows exactly what's going on. And the number of people killed in Gaza, murdered by American weapons, dropped from American planes, jets, is probably over 200,000 now. They don't even know. It's huge. But bravo, Michael. He's saying what we say here. This Trump is a what an incredible position we've been put in as voting Americans, which I don't, but to have to choose the lesser of two versions of the devil. Come on. This is the best we have? The country's gone. It's been destroyed. And I can't give the people a free ride. It's their country. They let it happen. They allowed Biden to move in with his communist Obama gangsters, and they've run the country into the ground. They did it. And here's Trump saying, I'm the godfather of the vax, which saved at least 100 million American lives. But lying SOB, he probably is going to end up killing 100 million Americans with that crap, which has no resolution. It doesn't go away, and nobody is getting better. All right, here.
Bottom line is, people keep accepting the least of bad choices. That's how we get painted into these corners, right? And people say, what's your solution? What's my solution to the tens of millions of invaders who are now in the United States? Well, my solution wasn't paid attention to enough, right? My solution was don't let them in, which what old-timers were saying that back when, I don't know, long before our grandparents were born, they were saying be careful who you let in, right? And obviously they're right. Now the demographic warfare is quite intense. There is no solution after you let your house burn down. I mean, I don't have magic to reconstitute your house.
Well said, Michael. There's no solution once the deed is done. The murder has been committed. That doesn't mean you give up, but it means you face reality. The disaster has been perpetrated. And the controllers are just sitting back now, tallying up the dead. And please remember again, every time somebody dies, they have a birth certificate which is traded in for money via the Bank of International Settlements. A birth certificate is a stock certificate, and that stock will appreciate and gather value during its lifetime. And when the person dies, the owners of that person and somebody, who was it? I can't remember now, looked up the ownership of his birth certificate. And there were all kinds of people who had bought an interest in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's money. That's all money. That's why they don't mind wars when millions die. They get filthy rich, as if they already aren't. All right, here.
Being burned down. Tens of millions more are coming, right? I mean, it hundreds of millions eventually. And I'm telling you, I'm watching how this is unfolding. There's so much knowledge in my head about what's going on because I'm out here on the ground with people like Misako and Ann Vandersteel and Oscar Blue and Anthony Rubin from Muckraker and so many others. We're out here rolling around and seeing this stuff. We took Brett Weinstein to the jungle, Dr. Chris Martinson, Laura Loomer, congressmen, and I've been across the entire southern U.S. border, the entire Texas border from SpaceX to San Diego, much of that on the Mexican side and much on the U.S. side. I know that border, right? And we were up on the Canadian border, which is the biggest land border in the world. So we're being hit with multiple, numerous weapons of mass destruction, one of which is the poisons. Those are clearly killing people and affecting fertility. I'm out here all the time with all the key scientists like Dr. Yasufumi Murakami. If I get on the bullet train tonight, I'll be with him tomorrow all day. I'll spend 2 days with him, actually. I've already spent a lot. Masako and I are with him all the time. up in his lab and that sort of thing, and other doctors and scientists, and then we meet the crew here. And so, and we spend not just like 30 minutes with them, we'll spend 10, 12 hours a day, breakfast all the way to late dinner, right? So, I mean, we're getting access to what's happening here in Japan. Chinese have bought crematoria. They bought huge amounts of crematoria here in Tokyo in 2020. Why 2020? And why crematoria, right? Now, we had lunch recently with the nephew of the Dalai Lama, and we talked about this, the spiritual warfare aspects of it, but there's also other aspects. When people die here in Japan, you get access to a great deal of information about the deceased, right? So that's putting the Chinese, the mainland Chinese, who are buying this huge crematoria capacity here and increase the prices dramatically for dying here in Japan, right when these death jobs are coming out. That also gives them tremendous access to intelligence that can be used for any sorts of things, certainly to make money, for one thing. So anyway, bottom line, we're being hit with a lot of different weapons. We're clearly going to go into famines eventually. And I'm just saying, Trump is not our guy, period. Period. Full stop. Do I have a solution? It's got to be somebody else. We have to stop accepting the least of bad when he's transparently one of them. I mean, he even has done the professional wrestling thing, you know, showing you who he is. He tells you who he is. All right. I might go up and get on that bullet train to see all these scientists.
Thank you, Michael. Well said. It's as clear as day if you can simply get back and open your eyes and look. He sees it, and I think you heard it right there. You know, he said bullet train. They have a fabulous transportation system all over Japan. What do we have? We have one bullet train? Nothing. We've been sold out half a century ago, and nobody was smart enough to figure it out. Let's go back 50 years, half a century, to 1974. And you go back and look, and you'll see it was apparent there that we were headed in the wrong direction. All right. Anything you want to add to that?
No, he said it well.
He's right on the money. Right on the money. Okay, we have Dr. Kevin McCarron has a live stream. I don't know if you'd call it a podcast or not, but whatever. It goes on for hours, and he has some very good guests on. Kevin's one of the smartest people on the planet, as I think you know if you know anything about Dr. Kevin McCarron. What about this particular stream we're going to sample a couple of things from?
Okay, so this was a kind of a roundtable Zoom meeting with some well-recognized contributors. We had, Philip Triantos, who's a radiologist. He's sort of new to the public scene, and he's reporting on what he's seeing radiologically in many of his patients and has been seeing for some time. And we had Richard Hirschman, the embalmer, talking about what he's seeing. We had a Diane Counts or Kuntz, who is a neurologist.
C-O-U-N-C-E, I think it's Counts.
Yes.
Whatever.
I believe she's a colleague of Philip Triantos down in Birmingham. Speaking about what she's been seeing in her neurology practice. Who else did we have? Anyway, it went on for several hours, but a lot of good insight.
German guy.
Oh, yes. Joachim Gerlach, who
right.
is working closely with Dr. Robin Rose of Terrain Health in New York, treating these long COVID patients, primarily vax-injured, and coming up with some really good protocols. And so it was just a good brainstorming session, comparing notes of what's being seen and what do we make of this.
All right. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
And so that's probably what he has. And he just had a dull headache and, you know, no other problems, jab time.
This first comment will underscore something that we've also been saying. Pay attention. The number of brain tumor deaths is skyrocketing. Now, you can go back to CJD if you want, prions, it doesn't matter. The brain was clearly targeted by this weapon.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah.
I was at a funeral home not long ago, and he brought up to me, he's like, Richard, it's amazing how many people are dying of brain cancers and tumors. Just a thought.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing it, and that's what's so frustrating. I just, from the beginning, I mean, I just, you know, you're screaming a bubble. That's all it is. Nobody's listening to you. But, yeah, now I'm seeing this. It's more common than I ever have in the past. It's awful. But anyway, this is just, that was just a normal brain for people that didn't know what a normal brain looked like compared to that. So I think that's about it. I do want to show you this right here. This is when I was working at this clinic.
All right, this is really interesting. This video is under our names and guests, and you can find it. And I think it's about a 2:40 start time on it. Let me see for sure. 2:40, 2 hours and 40 minutes and 35 seconds. But you can run it, and you'll hear what's been played already. But there's an image here of a large, what would you call it, just a vial? It's a vertical.
Yeah, it's a vial.
Yeah, and they pulled blood and fat out of a woman to do something with the fat. They use it.
Well, yeah, it was a for a stem cell treatment. So yep. They take they use fat cells to extract the stem cells.
Right.
And so that's what this specimen is. And boy, it's
the bottom half of it is red blood. The top 25% is apparently fatty tissue. And then something formed in the middle of this whole tube, about 25% as well. And listen.
What we would do, we extract fat out of the back to do this, you know, stromal vascular fraction is for stem cells. But while I was extracting her fat, and, you know, we spin it down, and this is the fat, supernatant, and this is the blood products. This developed, this white fibrous stuff, and I have never seen it. We called the company. They're out of California, and they've been in operation for about 20 years, and they've never seen it. And this lady has had multiple jabs, and so I sat there and actually watched this stuff form between my eyes. When I was actually extracting the fat and the blood out, you had these white things were developing, and it formed a ball. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But anyway, when you showed me that test tube, Joaquin, that's reminded me of that. I mean, but it just formed right in front of my eyes once I was extracting out of the body.
And you sharp-eared listeners can imagine what those white formations, roundish, are that formed as if by magic right above the blood, which is in the bottom of that test tube, a very large test tube. Amyloid clot material. Right there.
Yeah.
And here's my little German baby right here, Joaquin, that I take care of while I'm still doing it. So anyway, that's it. Let me unscare.
Yeah. I have another case I can pull up real quick. If you want me to share. Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
So this was a 20-something-year-old that from the military Fort Rucker that was sent to me by Teresa Long. And, you know, the concern was for MS. And you can see, you know, so the white lesions in the brain. But the interesting thing, and this is the other thing that I'm picking up, it's not the usual presentation. So such as cerebral amyloid angiopathy, you know, most of the time we'd see it in the posterior lobes in the periphery, but you saw that previous case that Philip had where it was just all over. So it doesn't share the same characteristics as pre-COVID. Well, this, as far as MS, you can kind of see that there's lesions all throughout the cervical spine, which that can happen in about 15 to 20% of people with MS. But look at the thoracic spine and even down into the lumbar sacral spine. That is very highly unusual. I've never seen any MS lesions in the lumbar sacral spine. Maybe one or two cases of the thoracic, so that's extremely rare.
She's talking about the spinal column, which is usually inhabited with cerebral spinal fluid. All right, in this case, there are white, well, like you could call them clots, growths, whatever. It's clotting in there. Very bad.
I'd never seen any in the lumbar spine, but he was completely, just white matter lesions throughout. He did not, this is interesting, he did not want to start MS therapy. He thought that he'd be kicked out of the military, but unfortunately he'll be kicked out anyway just because he has such abnormal imaging. But I checked several labs, and he's another one that I found a super low copper level on, and I repleted him with copper and several other products, lotus, naltrexone, ivermectin, and several other supplements, kind of targeting, inflammation. And he became 100% physically back to normal. He presented with a foot drop, I think, on the right side, and he couldn't run. And now he's back running, and he's even doing, the typical military exercises that he had to do. And so he felt like he was 100% back to his physical ability. He still has white lesions, though. Those have not resolved, unfortunately.
Okay. Two things. He still had the white lesions in his spinal column, which goes all the way up to your brain. But she did mention, and I know you all heard this, well, she gave him copper, and he's fine now. No. Copper, and I'm not the expert. This young lady here is, and she's going to explain it to you.
Hardly an expert.
Well, you know a hell of a lot more than I do. Copper is a very difficult issue to balance in the body. You've got to be real careful with it. Like iron, the same idea. So explain why copper should not be viewed as a panacea for any of these situations. You've got to be very careful with it.
Well, yeah, like iron, it is a transition metal, so it goes or can have different states of oxidation. So it can gain and lose electrons rather readily, and copper does it a lot more efficiently than iron. As some say, maybe 8 times faster. It can pass electrons to oxygen. So it can be, in if it's loose, if it's not bound on the proteins that it should be bound on in the body, it can wreak havoc. But by the same token, the loss of copper in the nervous system is catastrophic. And the spike is doing something to copper metabolism. I don't think there's any question in that. And there is a binding site on the spike for copper. So is copper stealing? I mean, is the spike stealing copper?
Well, that's no
off
accident.
Of the body's
Just
proteins?
Keep that in mind. That binding site on the spike is no accident. That thing was carefully assembled.
And, that would also explain a lot of the bleeding issues. If you've got unbound copper, that can cause hemorrhaging in the bloodstream and also clotting. You have both hemorrhaging and clotting when you've got free copper in the bloodstream. But the interesting thing about copper, there is a mouse model of MS that is induced by something called cuprazone, which is a copper chelator, and when you feed the animals this cuprazone, it depletes their copper stores in the nervous system, and within a short period of time, you now have the mouse model of multiple sclerosis. Copper needs to be in the right place at the right time, and when it's not, you can be both copper toxic. Your liver can be loaded with copper. And it can also deposit in the brain if it's not being transported properly. And you can be deficient at the same time. So I would contend that a lot of what we're seeing, physiologically has to do with copper dishomeostasis. You know, the body is not able to, you know, put copper where it's supposed to be. So it's ending up probably in the liver.
The spike is involved with this, remember.
Yeah, the spike just disrupts this copper balance in a really adverse way. And you know, unregulated or dysregulated copper is also known to be a factor in CJD. It's also known to be a factor in ALS. So a lot of neurodegenerative conditions can be attributed to this copper dishomeostasis. And I don't, you know, I'm not aware of anybody that's really addressing that or looking at that. You know, a blood test can be deceptive, even if your blood test shows low
just
copper.
Just like with iron. That, it's the same kind of
thing.
Yeah,
just
with
like
iron.
With iron. You need to interpret it within the context of other clinical signs or in labs, if you can get them. These metals are not easy to assess because what's in the blood is not necessarily representative of what's in the tissues. And, you know, we have a lot of liver failure right now.
Lots.
A lot of fatty liver, you know, NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and liver failure. Now, is the liver becoming overloaded with copper and or iron? Maybe. I know there's some autoimmune hepatitis happening, but the liver's taking a big hit.
Right.
And I would surmise that you know this dysregulation of metals within the body is a big part of that.
But unfortunately, it's not being given attention yet. This goes back to what we've always said: there are too many pathways of destruction from this bioweapon to even synthesize mentally. Go ahead.
They're stealth. You know, nobody's, I don't think, going to look at it at the biochemical level as to what could be driving the pathology.
Nope.
They're looking at symptoms and then providing drugs to ameliorate symptoms.
Right. All right, let me duck this in real quick. We're running a little late, but I can get it in. It has to do with vascular dementia, okay? Again, the brain targeted. Now, I think this is Joaquin going to talk at this point. It's just a couple minutes long.
Kevin, one more thing. Imagine it's not only two phases, it's a three-phase program. Because if you look at the last 2 years, since the beginning of 2022, the amount of vaccines being given has dropped drastically from the billions to the millions. Amount of people that get reinfected with Omicron even several times a year are still in the billions. Mm. Now the numbers, according to wastewater analysis, we are still having the same level of infection as we did in the previous years, even more. And I just, one paper here, cognitive deficits and cortical volume loss in COVID-19 related hyposmia. Mm. So then smell, and then I don't know, about 6 weeks later you have brain damage.
Yeah.
Not bad. Well, that means the virus is going unhindered, uncontested, untreated, and the pandemic is over, and everybody is focusing on the vaccine, which is okay, which is true, rightfully so. But everybody is forgetting the virus.
Everybody's forgetting shedding of the virus and the spike and the mRNA.
If this virus can cause measure on MRI scan visible brain damage in asymptomatic young people after infection, then the route through the nose, through the olfactory system, is a really worrisome route.
All right. Asymptomatic viral bioweapon viral infection through the nose into the brain, the olfactory system. That's what he's talking about, and he's very concerned about it, and rightfully so. Here's just a little bit more.
And that's what I just wanted to give everybody as food for thought as well. And if you look at Diane's clinical reports and Philip, you have, a twofold system here. You have direct neuronal damage and inflammatory damage to your neuronal system, etc. But also now bridging back to the clotting, The phase one of neuroCOVID has to be redefined as a vascular dementia, mm-hmm. because the clotting and all the occlusions in the neurovascular system, that are depriving the brain of oxygen, nutrition, and are causing multiple other, let's say, the onset of these damages. And if you look at all the angles of the lymphatic system, the correct medical, classification would be close to a vascular dementia in phase one, phase, not what we saw today. That's phase three. That's even worse. Mm. Yeah, but these are all things that we should give it some thought. And so okay. Get the clotting under control.
All right, very good. He's made the point. The damage to the brain is almost immediate. Clotting alone. But the big player here is inflammation. Inflammation.
That's right.
This is an inflammatory attack, a bioweapon attack on the human life form. And you got inflammation in the brain, you got damage. And you have clotting, microclotting, you have damage. Amyloid clots begin to grow, you have damage. Prions are created by the spike, which go on to create other prions in non-prion proteins. They go to the brain, you have damage. So this is a vascular-borne dementia. Don't forget that. Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would agree. It's highly inflammatory, and you know, it does its damage through severe oxidative stress.
Okay, that's it. We're running a little late here. Anything to add? That was a really good survey of things that you won't hear anywhere else. Not much, anyway.
Yeah, well, okay, that's good.
Should people worry about copper?
I wouldn't make any assumptions about it now, but I do believe it's a player. You know, the bleeding with women, you know, we've seen that type of bleeding, this crazy menstrual bleeding with women who have copper IUDs.
Oh, yes.
Or, yeah, they get copper toxicity. And one of the symptoms, there's many symptoms, I mean, you know, mental symptoms, bloating, but this just nonstop bleeding and cramping and clotting is a signature of the copper toxicity coming from those IUDs. So I don't think it's far-fetched to think that, you know, this copper dysregulation is also a player for a lot of women that are exposed to the bioweapon, particularly women that have high copper levels, and females in general. Have much higher copper levels than men because estrogen favors the retention of copper because it's needed for angiogenesis during pregnancy.
Mm. Okay. All right, very good. Please share this program. Send it around. Listen to it a couple of times. Extract as much information as you can or care to from it. It's for you, and it's up on the homepage. It'll be posted on the right-hand side where they all are. In our archive. All right. Thank you. Excellent material tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And we will take a break and come right back.